5 genetic traits that sons get from their own mothers. So your mother gives you your X chromosome, and this means that for number 5 on this list, it impacts your height. Now, your height is very heavily determined by your mother. There is a saying that your son will always be taller than your mother, no matter the height of the dad. And this goes further than just height. This is about multiple physical features, including facial structure and, funnily enough, hairline. Because your dad's bald does not necessarily mean you're bald. But if you have a bad hairline from your mum, which is obviously more rare within women, it means that you're more likely to have a bad hairline. 4 is your immune system, which your mother passes down a thing called a histocompatibility complex, which basically determines how strong you are and how immune you are to certain diseases and viruses. The father's influence on immunity is a lot smaller than your mum's influence when it comes to immunity. So if your mum is healthy and has a good immune system, the chances are you will too. 3 is actually aging, how you look as you get older. And this is down to the mitochondrial DNA that your mother passes to you. And this will determine how old you look as you get older. This doesn't just affect your look, it also affects your energy levels and your metabolism. This one makes sense for me, at least. 2 is IQ potential. Yep, that's right. Your IQ is more likely determined by your mum's IQ than your father's IQ. And it is shown that mother's IQ is a lot more similar to their son's than their father's. Essentially, the X chromosome is a much better determining factor on your genetic intelligence potential. So if you're doing well with your grades at the moment, you can thank your mum. And number 1, and probably the most interesting on this entire list, is color perception. Yep, and this includes a few things. So conditions like red and green color blindness come from the X chromosome and can only come from the X chromosome, meaning you can't inherit this from your dad. Hemophilia and muscular dystrophy both come from your mother, and if your mother has this, this means you have quite a high chance of getting it as well. Also, your perception of colors, you know, whether you argue that's purple or red or brown. The thing is, you're gonna probably side with your mother every time because your perception of colors is essentially the same. Those are 5 interesting points that I also learned about as I was researching this. Let me know what list I should do next and if I should do what traits daughters inherit from their fathers.